Two conservative-leaning groups plan to outline for Wisconsin how it could adjust its retirement programs for public workers and its long-term care program for residents. The groups are the MacGyver Institute for Public Policy and the National Center for Policy Analysis. They will lay out their ideas in Milwaukee Thursday morning. Pam Villarreal is a senior fellow with the center. She spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about the long-term care item. According to Villarreal, Wisconsin, like many other states, must find ways to care for its aging population.
Obviously, in all states, the median age is getting older, but Wisconsin in particular has a challenge where many older people are aging in place and younger people are leaving the state. It's expected that the population of 85-year-olds will grow more than 3% a year, and that's actually more than the U.S. average of 2%. So what that means is that there's going to be an increasing need for long-term care services, either through at-home care or nursing home care.
So when you talk about solutions, then what are some?
Well, one thing is that as more people need some type of nursing care or long-term care, we call it, there is going to be an issue with how to pay for these services. Now, Medicaid will provide payment for people who cannot afford to be in a nursing home or through home care. The problem is nursing home care is very expensive. It's usually about twice the cost of home care, and you could spend, you know, around $90,000 a year in a long-term care facility. So what the state could do as far as Medicaid funding, they could divert some more of those resources to home care. Because generally, people want to try to be in their homes if they can. They want to be in an area that is familiar to them. Wisconsin Medicaid does have a couple of very good programs which allow people to stay in their home and Medicaid to pay for home care workers to come by or pay for family members to take care of them. So that is one thing that Wisconsin has started doing and should continue to do.
Now, I'm wondering, is there anything else that Wisconsin should or could be doing?
This would actually require a change in law from the federal government. When you qualify for Medicaid, your home is exempt from asset counting. Normally, you'd have to spend down your assets to about $2,000 in assets, which doesn't leave much. The exemption for the home is about $814,000. So what that means is that a person ostensibly could be living in a mansion and they could qualify for Medicaid. So what I would recommend is that Wisconsin lower the home eligibility exemption. Federal law requires it to be a minimum of $543,000. But the median home price in Wisconsin is about $157,000. So I could see where we would have that kind of exemption for, say, California. But in Wisconsin, it seems a little bit strange to have somebody living in a $500,000 home and they could qualify for Medicaid.
Pam Villarreal is a senior fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis. She told WUWM's Latoya Dennis what policies Wisconsin might consider in order to provide long-term care for its aging population.